This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says at least 40 people have been found dead inside a tractor trailer in a presumed migrant smuggling attempt in South Texas. The official says 15 others in the truck were taken to hospitals in San Antonio, where the bodies were found on Monday. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the information had not been authorized for public release. Ukrainian officials say that scores of people are feared killed or injured after a Russian missile strike hit a crowded shopping mall. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the number of victims in the central city of Kremenchuk unimaginable and labeled it a terrorist attack. He said more than 1,000 shoppers and staff were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stressed the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. Late Monday, Ukraine's emergency service reported at least 16 people were dead and about 60 wounded. Rescuers worked into the night to search for victims. The missile strike unfolded as Western leaders pledged continued support for Ukraine, and the world's major economies prepared new sanctions against Russia, including a price cap on oil and higher tariff on goods. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky underscored the urgency of helping his country's military improve its position against Russia during a video meeting with leading economic powers. Zelensky, in his remarks on Monday to the Group of Seven summit, addressed the delicacy of the moment for Ukraine and its war with Russia. The Ukrainian leader's comments come as G7 leaders prepare to unveil plans to pursue a price cap on Russian oil, raise tariffs on Russian goods, and impose other new sanctions. This is VOA News. Three people were killed, dozens were hurt in an Amtrak train crash in Missouri. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
An Amtrak train traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago collided with a dump truck in a remote area of Missouri Monday afternoon, killing three people.
Two on the train and one in the dump truck.
Corporal Justin Dunn of Missouri Highway Patrol.
The train had approximately 207 passengers as well as crew members.
Hospitals reported receiving more than 40 people who were injured in the crash, and more were expected. Amtrak officials said seven cars derailed. The collision was at a rural intersection on a gravel road with no lights or electric controls. It was the second Amtrak collision in as many days. Sunday afternoon, three people were killed when an Amtrak commuter train smashed into a car in Northern California. I'm Mike Gracia.
Facebook and Instagram have begun promptly removing posts that offer abortion pills to women who may not be able to access them following a Supreme Court decision that stripped away constitutional protections for the procedure. Memes and status updates explain how women could legally get abortion pills in mail. Some offer to mail the prescriptions to women living in a state that has been banned or banned the procedure. Facebook and Instagram responded by removing some of the posts. The platform's parent company, Meta, said it has released or has a policy against gifting or selling pharmaceutical drugs. The U.S. House January 6 panel is calling a surprise hearing this week to present evidence it says is recently obtained, raising expectations of new bombshells in a sweeping investigation into the Capitol insurrection. The hearing scheduled for 1 p.m. Tuesday comes after Congress left Washington for a two-week recess. Lawmakers on the panel investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection said last week that there would be no more hearings until July. The subject of the hearings is so far unclear. A spokesman for the panel declined to comment on its substance. The Biden administration has suspended an order that had focused resources on for the arrest and deportation of immigrants on those considered a threat to public safety and national security. The action over the weekend followed a ruling this month from a federal judge in Texas. Advocates and experts say the move announced Saturday will only sow fear among immigrant communities. A Cornell University law professor says many immigrants will now be afraid to leave their homes out of concern that they'll be detained. President Joe Biden's order last year was a departure from former President Donald Trump's administration when immigration agencies were given wider latitude. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.